listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, April 26th, 2017. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Good to be here.
And, of course, Michael Kelly is also here with us, producing the program and participating here and there.
Good evening, everyone.
And we'd like to welcome all those joining us for this live program, as well as those listening to the archives. Good to have you here. Excuse me. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, as was customary. The first one is, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. To read the expanded version of these principles of belief, please visit metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, tonight, if you have those in the live audience here, if you have any topics you would like to discuss, please don't hold back. Put them in the chat room. We'll be happy to cover those. I would like to mention a couple of graduations that we had recently. One in particular was Tabitha Davis, who's in the chat room right now, and she's always in the chat room. And Tabby, we're always glad to have her here, and she just graduated with her doctoral degree. So congratulations to you, and you've done an outstanding job, and I'm happy for you, proud of you. So that's what I have to say. And we've had some other graduations. Dr. Ragnhild Nielsen from Norway. I'm trying to think of who else we have had. We've had some other graduations as well, bachelor's and master's. I can tell you who we have. I don't want to leave anybody out that's graduated their doctoral degree. So give me one second and I'll tell you who else here. Cheryl Duran, Sujata Kapila, I guess those are the ones in the last week or so. So along with Tabby. Anyway, congratulations to all of you. Now, on that note, we have our graduation ceremony, our annual graduation ceremony coming up in 9 days. It's on May 6th. And if you are an IMHS student, there's more information in the student center. And if you are a TFU student, there's more information in the dashboard. If you go to your dashboard and then on to the student lounge, which is the place for degree program students. So, anyway, congratulations to all of you. It's took a lot of effort. There's, you've gone through a lot and put yourself into it, invested yourselves, and you've done a good job. And we're always happy to have that. So, And by the way, if you're a student but you haven't graduated or you're not graduating, you're still welcome to attend the ceremony. It's online, and your friends and family can attend, those graduating. And, of course, we'll read everybody who's received their bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree in the last year. So we'll read those names. But if you want to ensure that you're mentioned, you can also register, which is there's a form on those web pages that I mentioned, one in the Student Center and one in the TFU dashboard. So be sure to check those. All right, so tonight, Dr. Hunter, did you have a topic? Was there a topic?
Well, I would just like to add, in addition to what you've been saying about graduates, you know, some people have some pretty amazing life stories, and they forge through all kinds of challenges and difficulties. And, you know, we have students who face some of the really most extraordinary things in life and still continue to come back, you know, persevere in their studies, do a course or two. Oh, life sends them sideways a bit. Now, I'm not talking small stuff here. We're talking everything from people having cancer to losses in their family. You know, I mean, the list is as wide as you can imagine. And so really, kudos to everybody who perseveres, you know, despite everything. You know, life will have its way with us. But when you put your mind to something and, you know, you keep at it, you succeed. So I'd like to say an extra congratulations to everybody who has, well, achieved their bachelor's, master's, and again, their doctoral. I think that's fantastic.
And that's excellent. I'm really glad you brought that up. And even students who have not gotten there yet but are persevering and getting through the courses, you know, this is not a cakewalk. I mean, it takes effort, and that's as it should be. You know, when you as a student get to that point where you've got the diplomas, that you know you earned it. You know, IMHS, TFU, we're not a diploma mill. You got to earn your degrees. And the thing is that that's what's involved in the coursework. You know, it's not so huge that nobody can do it. It's certainly doable, but you just got to apply yourself. And if you do that, just keep at it, you know, just keep plugging away and you'll get it. And some students, you know, they'll take a few months to do it, and other students will take 5 or 6 years to do it, but they keep at it.
You know, and one thing we want to really get across to people, don't feel guilty. You know, we get letters all the time saying, oh, I'm sorry, you know, am I still in the school, or, you know, can I get back in? Life threw a curve at me. There's no need to apologize. That's the point of going to a school where you go at your own pace. And, you know, some students just forge ahead and get her done and, you know, in no time. But there are those, there's no guilt. You know, we're here for you no matter the. And without, no kidding, some students have taken 5 years. Yeah. And it's just because life has had its way with them. But you challenge yourself, and, you know, often from life, studies can actually be a good break. It's kind of like, I'm going to go read a book now. Instead, I'm going to go read my course. And I know of three students off the top of my head in the last few days have reminded me, I am doing my reading. I say, that's great. You know, I'll get a little message on Facebook chat or something, you know. And, hey, I'm working on this, you know, course, whatever. And good for you. Keep going. I had a message this morning. One of our students said, you know, I've been away for a while, but I just picked up all my material again, and I'm studying. Good for you, you know. Every little bit counts. And I'm not kidding. It's just, don't feel guilty. Just do it because it's good for you and you want it. Yeah. So.
And, you know, as I've told many a student, you know, just do your best. That's all we want. We just want your best. You know, and so just do your best. And your best is going to vary from one day to the next, from one week to the next, but just do your best and just keep working at it. Don't forget your objectives. Don't forget why you enrolled, and don't let life get in the way. Don't let life distract you from your goals. You know, we've talked about this kind of a thing a lot, especially in the last few weeks. You know, how hard can it be? You can do this. It's your path. You, you walk it, and you have a right to walk it. So go after that and do that. And I also would like to mention that one of our graduates, Dr. Angie Kittle, has written a course on animal communication and healing. And, of course, we have it up. The first, there's three courses, levels 1, 2, and 3. And the first level is up on TFU. It's been up. And we just got that one transferred over to IMHS, too. So the level one is available for enrollments at IMHS as an elective. And I'll have the other two courses up over the next few days or week or so, just getting the course pages formatted and created. And there's a question in the chat room again about the graduation ceremonies. It's in 9 days on May 6th, and it's at 9 p.m. Universal Time, you know, UTC, Greenwich Mean Time. It's 9 p.m. UTC. And if you look in the Student Center or at TFU in the dashboard, you'll see a clock, a countdown timer. And when that timer counts down to zero, that's when we begin. And you can check your own current local time. For example, for me here in Florida, it's 5 p.m. on Saturday. That's what 9 p.m. UTC is. So be sure to check that. We've had students who wanted to participate in the past and misread that. But the bottom line is when that countdown timer counts down to zero, that's when we begin. It doesn't matter where you're at in the world. When that countdown timer counts down to zero, that's when we start. So that'll be a good way to tell. All right, so Dr. Hunter, you had a topic?
Well, actually, you know, Michael presented an interesting question.
Oh, it was Michael. I'm sorry, Michael.
How do we stay positive?
Let him introduce it.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
What are you talking about? What's the topic? He's coming on. He's going through the switches.
Hi. The topic that I was suggesting is, given how negative the environment can be, you know, in the media and what's going on in the world, how do you really stay positive? How do you keep that hope alive, and how to keep that motivation going?
Okay, Rephrase it.
Basically, there's a lot of anxiety about current events. There's a lot of anxiety about politics being one of them, but also just other things going on in the world. A lot of things that are worrying a lot of people. How can we get away from all of that and just have a little peace of mind? How do we kind of maintain that positivity in such a negative world with the media bombarding us with sensationalism, negative news, and things of that nature?
Crack a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that'll solve everything. That's one method. Another method is first of all, stop watching the news and paying attention to it, because I'm here to tell you, folks, you know, a lot of people up in arms worried about the World War III and all that stuff. The fact is, the world is in a better place than it was 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and it's the same stuff, different decade. I'm telling you, look, I grew up with a doomsday mentality. Armageddon's just around the corner, can happen anytime, and I absolutely refuse to buy into that. So I don't even entertain any kind of doomsday prophecies, any kind of World War III crap. And if it happens, it happens, and I can't do a darn thing to stop it. You know, we're only limited. So it doesn't pay to worry about it. You know, worry is simply the misuse of your imagination. Worry is borrowing perceived trouble from tomorrow to deal with today. So when it comes to the negativity in the world, don't go in. It's like a pool, you know, a swimming pool of negativity. Don't go swimming in it. Don't put your toes in it. Stay away from it. Focus on what you can do right. Focus on the positive. There's an awful lot of positives in this world. There's a lot of beauty in this world. And just bear with me for a moment. I'm going to get on a soapbox for a second. There's a lot of beauty. A lot of beauty in this world. If you think of a favorite song of yours. And if you think for a moment the production that went into that, the writing, the production, the orchestration, all of that. And if you find it to be a very beautiful song, that beauty came from human beings. That skill, that creative beauty came from human beings. It came from people. And so that's just one area where there's a lot of beauty. I mean, a song can lift your spirits if it's the right one for you, if it's meaningful to you. But there's so many other things. There's art, other art forms, other artwork, and there's so many people. One of the things that I was positively and favorably impressed with when I started this school 7 years ago, and frankly, it's been exactly 7 years ago that the church and the school were started in 2010. One of the things I found when students began to enroll in the degree program is how many of them genuinely, sincerely wanted to make a positive difference, not only in their own lives, but especially in the lives of those around them within their sphere of influence. And I was pleasantly surprised. We really restored hope in humanity. There's so many of you out there. Most of you, if not all of you, listening to this program, you want to help other people. You want to make life a little easier. You want to grow yourself. Those are all aspects of beauty. And so there's so much positive in the world. You know, happiness is where you see it. Goodness is where you see it. Negativity is where you see it. So manage your thoughts, manage your belief system, manage what you allow into your mind, and don't allow anything to rob you of your joy, especially stuff that's going on in politics or in the world. It will pass. It always does. Now, and if it for some chance doesn't at some point in the future, what are you going to do about it? Why worry about it now? Just let it go. Focus on the positive. Focus on helping others. Dr. Hunter?
Nope, I have nothing to add.
Okay. Michael?
Well, I would agree with absolutely all of that. I would also say that sometimes it's important to manage your social networks, your online social networks. And, you know, sometimes it might be good just to take a step away from all of it, because even if you avoid the news, we all have those friends or those family that will incessantly, you know, post the aggravating things, and I won't go into any more detail than that. So sometimes it's a good idea to take a step away from it, to just be disconnected for a time. And
yeah, and it's up to each person how much they can handle. Personally, I don't have time. I'm too busy doing other things to worry about the stuff I can't control. And that's just, you know, and I'm not trying to take an attitude where I won't do anything. I've done everything I can, and I always do everything I can. But we're so limited on an individual basis. So, good points. All right. In a few minutes, we're going to be pulling cards from our Inner Oracle card deck. So if you'd like a card, put your name in the chat room, and we will do that. How about we do a 5-card draw, Dr. Hunter, in any fashion you would like?
Well, I just pulled the first card, and it's wild card number 1, Paradox.
Good one.
I think that's one of my favorite cards. Do you know that? A truth can be found in seemingly contradictory ideas. What may seem like a false proposition can be a set of new ideas and ways of thinking. Your solution may lay in the opposite direction than you think. Keep in mind that the cosmos works in equals and opposites. Not all truths lay in common opinions. This may be a time for contrarian thinking and opening your mind to what may not make sense at first, but new perspectives are certainly discovered. I like that paradox one.
It is. You know, there's so many things that we can apply that to in our own life. You know, one of my favorite expressions, and I don't know where I got this, picked this up. It's not, I didn't create it. I don't think I did. I think I picked it up in some sales training many, many years, probably 20 or 30 years ago. But, you know, so many times it's the basic concept is the very reason why you don't want to do something is the very reason why you should. The very reason why you're so against something is the very reason why you should entertain it. Now, that doesn't apply to absolutely everything, but it applies in so much. So it's kind of a paradox. We may be resisting something in life, doing something. Denial is powerful, and never underestimate the power of denial. And a lot of times we're in denial about certain things in our life that we need to wake up and make some changes, do some reinvention. If we're resisting something, we need to figure out why. What's the reason we are? And we need to process that. We need to do some introspection and see if it doesn't take us to a better place by releasing that need to resist. But paradox is it's a fascinating concept that we can apply to our lives too.
Well, the next card I pulled is number 23, meaning and purpose. Sure. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not what is the purpose of life, rather what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
Good. So we've got paradox, we've got meaning and purpose. What's next?
The indomitable power of the human spirit.
Good one.
I'm going to grab it. That's number 10, by the way. And it reads like this. The human spirit is unequaled in power. Nothing can defeat it. Within your creative ability, you are a powerhouse of energy that can be channeled into any endeavor. Given time, nothing is out of reach. Claim your power and live up to your human potential. Apply your powerful spirit to overcoming whatever obstacles stand in your way.
Okay, so we're seeing a thread here. Paradox, meaning and purpose, indomitable power of the human spirit. Sometimes what we want to do and what we think we can do are a paradox, right? But we can do anything we want to do. And when it comes to meaning and purpose, we have to figure out what brings meaning to our life and then what we're going to do to achieve that meaning. That's our purpose. And then the indomitable power of the human spirit, you can do anything you want. What's next?
Well, I pulled 32, which is sympathy and empathy, and we haven't had that one for quite a while, so it's a good refresher. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, which is sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there's no longer a reason to do so. So that's a distinction for us to consider in our sympathy and empathy. And again, one's a sensitivity, one's relating. I see sympathy and empathy in a way that sympathy is kind of inert. You know, it's you can be sensitive to something but not necessarily know what to do with it. Or I see it more as an inactive, whereas empathy is more of compassion and action. That's my view of it. So.
And that's very true. And, you know, one of the takeaways from this one is kindness and just being kind to people. You know, we can get upset with people, drivers, whatever. You know, the world kind of trains us that way almost, but remember kindness. You know, people need kindness, and sometimes people need that which they deserve the least at times. So we can afford to be kind, and that kindness, when we give that kindness out, remember we're doing ourselves a big favor too, because nobody is more worthy of our own best behavior than us. So when we're being kind to other people, taking the high road and not putting people down, not being mean, we're adding to the vibrational level of humanity. That's important.
Well, and the fifth card that I pulled here is awareness, number 11. Mm-hmm. So there really is a story, and I think it's a raising our consciousness kind of story here. And so number 11, awareness. Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. And this card may indicate that an increased awareness is in need somewhere, or to continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquiring knowledge, and a positive attitude. So it's just keeping that awareness, staying awake. You know, hopefully that reduces something, you know, just to its simplest form. So if I read these, paradox, you know, life can seem like it's a paradox. Find your meaning and purpose. You have this indomitable power of the human spirit. Knowing the distinction between sympathy and empathy, you know, what can maybe trip you up a little bit, but then always maintain that awareness of self and awareness of others, and just do your best. So we're all on that kind of a journey, and I think kind of trying to sort things out.
Good points. All right. Well, let's go to our...
We do have a bunch of names, and hopefully yeah. Michael is there too, with his deck on hand. And as near as we can tell, Taz was number one in the "I'd like a card, please." So happy to accommodate, Michael.
All right, Taz, I pulled number 36, gratitude. Gratitude is the joy one feels in the heart when the mind awakens to the gifts of life, no matter how seemingly small or insignificant. The truest essence of love lives within the feeling of gratitude, desiring a connection with all life or giving freely without want for return. Gratitude is benevolence that wants to give forward. Take a compliment with graciousness and good manners when gratitude is extended.
Good.
Good card. Well, we have Fran next on the list, if you'd like to draw one for Fran.
Absolutely. And Fran, I drew number 39, education. Continual education is the key to individual and collective consciousness and personal success. Commit yourself to lifelong learning, educating yourself continually. If you don't know something, first look for the answers yourself, then ask if necessary. Gain education and advice through various sources, including people, but always strive to find your own answers. Look for lessons in life, experience, situations, and circumstances. Make it your adage to listen, think, learn, grow, and live.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Angie is next.
Hey, before we get to Dr. Angie, can I just mention one thing in connection with education? I guess it's a good time, and I wanted to mention this, and it's an excellent point as a card to talk about it on. I wanted to point out that that Dr. Tabby's doctoral degree assignment / dissertation was outstanding, and the reason I think it was so outstanding is because she's here every week and listens to this program, participates in this program, and what we talk about in this program are all the stuff we teach at the school. And so it was obvious to me that by participating in this program every week, these principles that we talk about that are so important, these life skills, really took root. And she was able to talk about these different things in such a way that it showed a deep understanding of them. She gets it. And that's the value of this weekly program. And I wish I could get all students to tune into this. And I know a lot of you do. But it really showed And so I commend her again. I'm very proud of her for the job she's done and the trials she's come through. And we, you know, as Dr. Hunter mentioned, many students have come through trials and dealt with serious things. But all of this is part of the education. I mean, life is education, right? So it's a powerful thing. Go ahead with Dr. Angie now.
You got one there, Michael?
Absolutely. Dr. Angie, I pulled number 26, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
That's good. You know, energy signatures are, it's really a fascinating topic if you think about it. Yes, we all have the vibe we put out, and we need to think of energy signatures in terms of healthy versus unhealthy. People who continually go from one dysfunctional relationship to another is because they have an unhealthy energy signature, and like attracts like. So they attract that same dysfunction in themselves, that unhealthiness. But energy signatures and energy can be applied to other things, like a room. We've talked about this. You know, you change the furniture around in your room and you change the energy. You paint the walls a different color, you change the energy. You know, there's a different energy between a spring day and a fall day, between a winter day and a summer day. And so if you start looking at the world in terms of the energy in the atmospheres around you, whether it's a room or outside or wherever, it really adds to your awareness of the grand scheme of things. All right, who's next?
Oh, well, we had Dr. Frank next. Good okay. to see you here again, Frank.
Go ahead.
I pulled number 14, which is Michael's favorite card. Energy shift, new chapter. So this one's for you, Frank. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new. So, yep. I'm sure you can relate to that, especially that you're a recent graduate too, so life certainly is shifted. And next on our list is Jeff, so maybe you'd like to grab one for Jeff there, Michael.
Absolutely. All right. And Jeff, I pulled a great card for you. It's number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny.
Yeah.
Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are divine energy.
Good one. So
right.
I see Wendy's name is next here, and I went ahead and took the liberty of picking a card. Number 9, wild card. Well, again, another one next to Paradox, one of my favorites. So this is a blank card for you, Wendy. So I always say listen up on this one. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices in the loudest of ways, and it's often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. You know, and I really want to reinforce that for a moment. The universe is always on your side. It really is. It's just we have all these other energies at work and all these other frequencies and, you know, intersections. It's kind of like walking down the street and bumping into people. And so we have to remember the focus and trying to keep your energy as good as you possibly can and follow your own path because everyone has a very unique pathway. You know, we all drive a different car. You can't have five drivers of the same car. So, you know, only one at a time. So that's your car. Like, this is your life. The universe is on your side. It's doing its best with what it has. So all these, just keep that in mind. And don't take anything to heart when you say, oh, it didn't manifest right away. You know, or things aren't working for me. And it is. But it is what you want it to be. So now and again, you come up with that moment where, it's a blank slate. Clear your mind, clear your thoughts, and take a step forward. So a little speech there, but that's a good one for good. You, Wendy, I think. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we have Tabby next.
Mm-hmm. And
it's all yours, Michael.
All right. And Tabby, I pulled number 22, Think for Yourself. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others as well as outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth.
Good card. Mm-hmm. They're all good. Think for yourself. That's critical thinking skills, you know.
Is there any other name on there that I've missed too, Michael? Going through the chat?
I don't think so.
If we've missed anybody, please just, you know, type your name again really quickly so that we're reminded. Sometimes we're multitasking. So we're trying to help each other out and keeping up to date on names. But you know, we don't want to miss you is what I'm trying to say.
All right. I think we've got everybody unless, we see a name pop up, but all right, folks, we're getting toward the end of the program tonight. We talked about, dealing with news and world events, negativity, paradox, meaning and purpose, indomitable power of the human spirit, sympathy and empathy, awareness, gratitude, education, energy signature, helicopters, energy shift, new chapter, and of course, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny, and thinking for yourself. A lot of different topics. And the cool thing is that regardless of the cards, there's a message in there that we can all benefit from, and it's up to us to figure out what that is. And it's okay. Take your time. Do what you need to do. Walk your path. Figure out who you are. Reinvent yourself if necessary. And just do your best, always. Do right. Do no harm. And, you know, that's where life is. You know, one quick point. You know, a lot of, we discuss this in the courses, too, that some people think these are not real degrees. But I would submit, and I'm going to talk about this at the ceremony, too, the graduation. I'd submit that these degrees are more real than any other degree because they talk about life skills. You know, there's a lot of unhappy scientists out there, but you study our metaphysics and you regain your power. So any concluding comments, Dr. Hunter?
No, I'm just really happy for people who have graduated, continue to do their studies, continue to move forward, and you know, we get to see these transformations, and thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. It really is a privilege. It is that you share your stories with us, and we get to take this journey with you. It's just great.
Yeah, those are good points, you know, and that's really true, and we appreciate it. So, anyway, we appreciate everybody's time tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the archive, if you have. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, as always, and Michael Kelly. Till next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.